Well, I tell you, it was great to be up here singing with these guys, leading them. I'm hot, though. You don't mind if I take up my suit jacket? I am. I got this tie from my kids on Father's Day. Actually, it says Silly Songs with Larry. It'd be pretty bad if my name was Larry and all you guys came up to sing with me, but it wasn't a silly song. Fathers, today is your special day. And I think every day should be Father's Day. Don't you guys agree? And the ladies do too, because then you'd have to sing every Sunday. I think it's important to honor Dad today, and it's kind of, I heard one statement, it's kind of cute, said one little boy defined Father's Day like this. He said, Father's Day is just like Mother's Day, only you don't spend as much on the present. And so you mothers, you got bookmarks. We have bookmarks for you dads today, too, and you can take those bookmarks and you can place them up where you can see them, and which may be even in your Bible, I don't know, but you those are for you, because we're just excited that today is Father's Day and that you're all here. Well, I'm thrilled to talk about the power of faith today, because this is a subject that gives hope, that enlivens, and that empowers. And I believe more and more in our world today, we need more men who are men of faith. And I say that not, you know, I'm not just speaking to men today, but I'm excited that the power of faith is on Father's Day, because I believe that we need men of faith in our world, in our society. We all need to faith to walk us through the most difficult of moments. And so I want us to just jump in and look at Romans chapter 12, verse 3. And I invite you to turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 3. It's just one verse, but we're going to look at a few verses this morning. But Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Faith only has power when it is understood God gives it. God gives faith. The Bible says that unto men is given the measure of godly faith. The measure of faith God has given you. Godly faith is always pure faith. It's a constant faith. We want to approach life with faith. When we get up in the morning, we should look to our faith. When we lay down at night, we should so do by faith. And when you do that, you enter the rest of God. Everybody say rest. Yeah, some of you are already resting. But people are stressed out, because they're trying to take care of themselves instead of trusting God to take care of them. When we have too much to do, we're busy trying to figure out how we're going to do it instead of asking God to do something for us. You know, God can make your time three times more valuable if you pray and if you get Him to help you than if you just try to do things for yourself. God has given you faith. You already have faith. I like the way the Message Bible puts this, opens this verse by saying, I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me. How many of you are in deep gratitude right now for all God has given you? Yeah. We all have faith. Every one of us in this room has faith. We would live much easier a life if we had constant believing faith. Martin Luther said this. He said it really well when he said, God our Father has made all things depend on faith, so that whoever has faith will have everything, and whoever does not have faith will have nothing. The Bible says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus said that. John chapter 15, he said, apart from me, you can do nothing, Jesus said. One thing that happens when we try to walk in faith is that Satan comes against us with fear. And we know that fear is not from God, but we experience a lot of fear at different times. Anybody here ever been afraid? Just lift your hand. Ever been scared? Afraid of something? You're afraid to put up your hand? How many? Fear at different times. Fear in our lives, it comes in our lives, it happens in a lot of different things and different situations, and we become afraid, and all of a sudden our faith starts to diminish, and it's kind of like this, it's kind of like this cartoon, you know, going through these situations. It's kind of up here. You know, I can't believe I'm trapped in my own bathroom. The doorknob came off, obviously, it's happened to me many times. I can just see the headline now, old man dies of starvation in his privy. I can see the subhead now. Faithful dog survives ordeal by eating his master. You can shut it down now. They're going to be watching that. Apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. You know, the times where I've been trapped in the bathroom, the times where I've had to really spend, okay, God, how are you going to get me out? I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Everybody's left. They've gone to the store, and I'm here. So I stash a few candies now in the bathroom. Just kidding. But we get ourselves into difficult situations, and we go through difficult times, and the circumstances become difficult, and we just start lamenting, and we become afraid, and we wonder, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to, how is tomorrow going to affect? Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1 explains, now faith is. Faith is not yesterday. Faith is not tomorrow. Right now, you have faith. You have faith right now that yesterday's taken care of by God. And right now, you have faith that tomorrow's taken care of by God. But if you don't live your life one day at a time in constant faith, there is no way that you can enjoy your life. You see how powerful faith is? Say, faith is powerful. Every day. Amen. That's right. That's stress, fear, and doubt. And unbelief start attacking us. And I want you to know where they come from. Because often we don't know where those things come from. They are things that are sent from the pit of hell, which causes us to think that we are the author of our faith. Feelings which try to rob the power of our faith. They try to water down our faith. And then our faith is not strong and it's not powerful because we think we can allot how our faith is. But God has given every measure of his faith to every one of you. You have faith. Unto every man is given the measure of faith. Unto every man is given the ability to believe, to believe. We have faith. God gives it to us, but what we put it in is up to us. See, faith only has power when it's understood that God grants faith. Say, God has given me faith. Faith only has power when it's understood that God grants it. Faith only has power when it is in God that we trust. You see, listen, I'm going to read this passage from the Message Bible again. Living then, it goes on, as every one of you does in pure grace, it's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No. God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us not by what we are and what we do for him. Wow. The Apostle Paul recognizes here that while faith is God-given, faith can be misdirected. The question is not whether we have faith, but where is our faith? The question we need to answer is, what do you have your faith in today? Your friends? You know, you put your faith in your friends, I guarantee you that personally, you will be devastated on a regular basis. How do I know that? Because people hurt people. I'm not saying you can't trust your friend. You've got to have a higher trust in God so that when that friend disappoints you, you're still hooked into the rock that's going to make you stable and help you go on. Your spouse may disappoint you. Like one teenage boy said to another, he said, my dad had a long talk with me about girls last night. He doesn't know anything about them either. Your spouse may disappoint you. A child may disappoint you. A doting father, he used to sing his children to sleep. Every night he'd go in and he'd start singing, you know, to them. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. And the wind blows that we'll rock. He used to sing every night to his little children to sleep. Every night. They overheard his four-year-old tell the three-year-old, you know, if you just go along with it and start pretending you're asleep, Dad stops singing. Your children may disappoint. In fact, if they don't, I would be concerned. You may feel that you have spent your whole life raising and loving your children, and that for some reason they go haywire and act like you don't count for anything for a period of time. And that's hard when those things happen. But people are people, and they have a weak side to their nature. Sometimes they just get caught up in wrong things, or they get all caught up in themselves, and the best thing we can do is not expect people to never hurt us. I believe one of the reasons why people don't get what they need from people is because they go to people to get it instead of going to God to get it. Listen, if you go to God to get it, then God will work through people. But God can't tell anybody to do anything for you or put it on their heart, give them a desire to do anything for you if you're trying to get people to do it rather than going to God to get it. You hear what I said? You need to go to God. See, and you need to say, God, give me the encouragement I need in life. God, and God will give you what you need if you'll only let him do it the way he wants to, not the way you want him to. God is an unlimited source. People are a limiting source. And we always seem to trust God to just get it done, and as long as he does it the way we want it done. Like God. God, can you help encourage me, please? I just need some encouragement, God, please. Help me. Let me know I'm worth something. Lord, I know that you're going to get Joan to buy me that big screen TV. Because I know you know that I'm going to be encouraged if she buys it, brings it home, and it's LCD, and it looks really nice, and I want 50-inch, God, 50-inch. And I'm just eyeing it lately, God, and you saw me eyeing it, and you know that that would just lift me up and make me feel worthy again, God, just please, because I can watch the games again, really on a good big screen TV. God, I trust you, God, to get it done, to encourage me that way. And then when that doesn't happen, we doubt God. Go to God. Let God work out however he wants to work it out what you need. Because God has got a higher plan than you do anyway. Is this making sense? You see, we all have faith. It's up to us where we put it. We can put it in our friends. We can put it in our spouse. We can put it in our children. We can put it in our bank account. But this passage explains a most dangerous kind of faith. Very dangerous. I invite you to look at verse 3 again of Romans 12. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. One of the most dangerous things that we can do is put our faith in ourselves. And when we do put faith in ourselves, then God just has to shake our little world. And usually what happens, He gives us something. He has to allow something to enter our life that gets us so far over our heads that we finally realize, I can't do this anymore. I need God. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Just reading this. I hope it's here. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Okay, let's go to verse 8. We do not want, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 8. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. How many of you have ever felt like that? Ever felt despair? I mean, things were just so bad. You felt so lonely, so alone in your problem. You just did not understand what God is doing and what's going on and why this is happening. And that's where these... Look what happens here. Look at the end of this verse 9. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. It says it right here. These things are happening so that you would know that you cannot trust in yourself. Some of the stuff that we go through is God getting us to look up and trust Him. Don't put your faith in yourself. Don't put your faith in your family. Don't put your faith in your friends. You can believe in them, but you have got to put your faith in God. That is where there is such power. It's in pure, constant faith. And your faith belongs to you. And so you got to ask yourself this morning where you've got it. Some of you are getting disappointed simply because you got your faith in the wrong place. You're looking to a person to keep you happy. And to get your eyes off of that person and start looking to God. Don't be mad at somebody else because they're not making you happy. Go to God. God will make you happy. He may do it through that person. He may do it himself. He may do it through somebody else. God looks after everything in your life. We all have faith. It's just where we've put it is the question. And we need to put it in the right place. And yet fear and doubt and unbelief and double-mindedness come against our faith. And you know, that just paralyzes us sometimes. We're so afraid. We even wonder sometimes, am I walking right with God? Am I doing the right thing with God? I mean, I'm not into it like the preacher is. I can't, it doesn't matter. As long as you believe Him and trust Him and your faith is in Him, doesn't matter, because God will always make a way for you. Even when you're up against the wall, He will always make a way for you. You see a wall there, He'll put a door. He will always make a way. Say, God will make a way. in my life as long as I have faith in him. See, some people, they trust in their friends more than they trust in the Word of God. And I know, I mean, the first thing in our lips would be, I don't do that. Then why are you affected by what they say? I mean, if somebody tells you that you're stupid, you're no good, why do you let it bother you? If you know that the Bible says that you have been created in the image of the one who created you, and that he gives you value and worth, and that he loves you beyond what anyone else can love. If God has given me faith, as the Bible says, and Satan's trying to give me all the stuff that would keep me away from God, there must be something in here that I can find that's going to help me walk in my faith and stay away from the garbage that Satan tries to get me to hold on to. We need to live the power of faith. Live like men and women of faith. And in order to live like men and women of faith, I believe we have to choose to live that way on purpose. I'm going to conclude with this video. And this is for you dads, but it also speaks to what this passage in Romans is explaining to us. I might explain it better than I've even explained this morning of where our faith is. Go ahead and show it. I need the lights off though, Nathan.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby. And that little baby we wrote that song about is now 35 years old, if you please. And feel the pride and the joy that he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance we can face uncertain days. Vessel always said, we are people of faith. We are not people of fear. So I don't care what the front page of the paper says tomorrow. We can face uncertain days. And if she were here, and I believe she is tonight, with those sharp brown eyes, she would say, sing that line again, so you sing it with me. We can face uncertain days because
your heads and close your eyes. Because he lives. Because he lives, I don't need to be concerned about anything that comes in my way. I don't need to fret. I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to doubt. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow once again because he lives. Question is, where do you have your faith today? Is your faith in yesterday? Is your faith in looking to what you need in the future? Or is your faith now? And is your faith in the one who gave his life for you? Where is your faith? Where have you placed your trust? You trusting in your friends? You trusting in your spouse? Are you trusting in your children? Are you trusting in your job? Are you trusting in your bank account? What are you trusting in today? Are you trusting in God? While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you're saying, oh Lord, this morning I just surrender my life to you anew and afresh. You may have been a Christian for a long time, but you need to say to him today, I trust you today. I trust you today, God. And I will live today believing and in faith that you're a God who looks after every one of my needs and concerns and wants and desires. If you're willing to say to him today, I trust completely in you, God, today, so that I can look to every day and not worry about yesterday, just lift your hand while every head is bowed. Every head, Lord bless you, 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 Lord bless you. God sees all those hands going. Lord bless you, 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 Lord bless you. God sees those hands. Today is Father's Day, and maybe as a dad, you've been wondering, concerned, even about your own children. But even today, you know that it is in God that we trust. Father God, we come to you. And it's only because you live. It's because you live that takes away the pain of living sometimes. Because you live, Lord, we have no need to fear. And we need to stand up against that, as your word says. Just don't let that happen anymore. You said you give us your peace, but you also called us to do not let yourselves be afraid. And we can't do that anymore, God. We gotta be people who know your peace and know your assurance. And so, God, today we rest in you because we are people of faith, believing that you'll look after the tomorrows, you'll look after the yesterdays. And we believe you today that you will do all of that for us and more. We are your people of faith. We pray this to your glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.